Thousands of protesters marched in Milwaukee Sunday as the city saw its 10th consecutive day of demonstrations in the wake of the death of George Floyd at the hands of Minneapolis police. Members of the Milwaukee Bucks also joined the protests, as WUWM's Marty Michelson reports.
More than 7,000 people gathered at the Fiserv Forum in downtown Milwaukee early Sunday afternoon. Bucks guard Sterling Brown called for 9 seconds of silence, symbolic of the nearly 9 minutes in which a Minneapolis police officer knelt on George Floyd's neck, causing his death. Then Brown fired up the crowd with a send-off speech before the march.
We making something great happen. We making something positive happen, something that's heard, you know, around the world. You got different countries coming together and fighting and standing for something. So as we march today, let's be loud. Let's be heard. Let us be known, you know. So let's do it. Let's march.
One of the protesters was Antoinette Eland. She held up a sign that read, "Black mom of 13, their lives matter." Eland brought several of her 13 kids to the march and says they'll remember this day for the rest of their lives.
I am here to stand with my children for justice. I am here to stand with them to let them know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, black lives matter.
Eland stopped short of calling for defunding of police departments across the country, but she says she would like to see the removal of what she called rogue officers from police forces. For Eland's 19-year-old daughter, Aaliyah, it was her first march over the death of George Floyd. She says she's pleased the Bucks are weighing in.
I mean, it's really great that they're doing this. You know, it just shows that we have a lot of support behind the Black community, so that's good to see.
Eland says she'd like to see additional high-profile people speak up too, such as musicians and more political leaders. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.